Language access and social services for refugees are abundant in the city. Resettlement agencies and other refugee programs provide clients with ESL classes, mental health services, and more assistance to get newcomers acclimated to their new home. Unfortunately, it is difficult for the older population to utilize these resources. William Shukley, program director at Catholic Charities, identified some of the prevalent concerns he and other providers have.
Probably the major issue is that they're isolated from the rest of the community. So because they don't speak English, they don't come to school most likely. They're the only people in their family that's not learning English.
While there are adult education programs available, seniors don't have access to transportation aid. Combining this factor with a lack of English proficiency and unemployment, it creates a barrier between them and the rest of the Buffalo community. While some individuals don't see this as an issue, Shukley argues it is.
Well, most of them come from a culture where the elderly are held in esteem. They're like the head of the family. So culturally, they're happy being at home. That's kind of their role. So they don't really ask for a lot of services. But we know that for them to be healthy in America, they're going to need to be able to socialize.
Even if there was transportation aid to get them to and from ESL classes, other barriers hinder the learning process. It's not uncommon for older migrants to be illiterate in their native language, making it even harder for them to learn English, coupled with how tough it is to learn a new language at an older age. Aside from isolation, other problems ensue.
After 5 years of collecting Social Security, they need to become citizens. So if they don't pass the citizenship test, they lose their Social Security. So unless they can speak English or get a diagnosis from a doctor saying they're incapable of learning English, they lose their benefits.
Somali native and Catholic Charities caseworker Suwad Absaya agrees that isolation as well as culture shock are issues. She even thinks it can lead to mental health issues among older refugees.
They are happy because they are safe. They are unhappy because they're not getting what they are having wherever they came. Like they're talking to everybody, they go wherever they want, they were free. But in this, they cannot do any of all this stuff.
Catholic Charities provides mental health services at their Monsignor Carr Institute Clinic. In addition to the issues identified by Absaya, senior therapist Jessica Whitley said post-traumatic stress disorder is one of a few diagnoses amongst newcomers.
We may see some anxiety disorders related to being in a completely new environment. It's also very normal for a person to experience some depressive symptoms, especially if they have come over here without their families. So, I mean, those are all relatively common reactions to immigrating to a different place in general.
Whitley also said that she has come across people from different cultures and countries who don't even have a word to describe mental health problems. In their native country, mental health was brushed under the rug. An individual could have lived years with PTSD or anxiety disorder until it was addressed once arriving to Buffalo. Catholic Charities works with different services to provide an interpreter for ESL folks who want counseling. The Monsignor Carr Institute also runs a substance abuse program. Sometimes, individuals use alcohol to cope with PTSD. However, there are currently no studies based in Buffalo that measures the rate of alcohol or drug abuse in the refugee communities. As of now, there is only anecdotal evidence of drinking problems amongst individuals with PTSD, but nothing statistically more significant compared to the general population. Sarah Ali, WBFO News.